Catherine and Helen Ferguson were at supper when I came to their hotel. Standing in the hallway, I saw them at table. Catherine's face was away from me, and I saw the line of her hair and her cheek and her lovely neck and shoulders. Ferguson was talking. She stopped when I came in.
"My God," she said.
"Hello," I said.
"Why, it's you," Catherine said.
Her face lighted up. She looked too happy to believe it. I kissed her. Catherine blushed and I sat down at the table.
"You're a fine mess," Ferguson said. "What are you doing here? Have you eaten?"
"No." The girl who was serving the meal came in and I told her to bring a plate for me. Catherine looked at me all the time, her eyes happy.
"What are you doing in Mufti?"
Ferguson asked.
"I'm in the cabinet."
"You're in some mess." "Cheer up, Fergie. Cheer up just a little."
"I'm not cheered by seeing you. I know the mess you've gotten this girl into. You're no cheerful sight to me."
Catherine smiled at me and touched me with her foot under the table. "No one got me in a mess, Fergie. I get in my own messes."
"I can't stand him," Ferguson said. "He's done nothing but ruin you with his sneaking Italian tricks. Americans are worse than Italians."
"The Scotch are such a moral people," Catherine said.
"I don't mean that. I mean his Italian sneakiness."
"Am I sneaky, Fergie?"
"You are. You're worse than sneaky. You're like a snake with an Italian uniform, with a cape around your neck."
"I haven't got an Italian uniform now."
"It's just another example of your sneakiness. You've had the love affair all summer and got this girl with child, and now I suppose you'll sneak off."
I smiled at Catherine and she smiled at me.
"We'll both sneak off," she said. "You're two of the same thing," Ferguson said. "I'm ashamed of you, Catherine Barkley. You've no shame, no honor, and you're as sneaky as he is."
"Don't, Fergie," Catherine said and patted her hand. "Don't denounce me. You know we like each other."
"Take your hand away," Ferguson said. Her face was red. "If you had any shame, it would be different. But you're God knows how many months gone with child, and you think it's a joke, and you're all smiles because your seducer's come back. You've no shame and no feelings."
She began to cry. Catherine went over and put her arm around her. As she stood comforting Ferguson, I could see no change in her figure.
"I don't care," Ferguson sobbed. "I think it's dreadful."
"There, there, Fergie," Catherine comforted her.
"I'll be ashamed. Don't cry, Fergie. Don't cry. Old Fergie."
"I'm not crying," Ferguson sobbed.
"I'm not crying. Except for the awful thing you've gotten into."
She looked at me.
"I hate you," she said. "You can't make me not hate you, you dirty, sneaking American-Italian."
Her eyes and nose were red with crying.